From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal Podcast. Today is Saturday, December 4th, and happy 52nd birthday to Jay-Z.
H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. Not guilty, he who does not feel me is not real to me, therefore he doesn't exist.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Three kidnapped Mableton children were found unharmed. Police arrested a man accused of robbing two Marietta banks Wednesday. Oakland residents are concerned over variance requests near the Etowah River. Coronavirus is looking like another seasonal virus, according to Dr. Janet Meemark. The Marietta Pilgrimage Christmas Home Tour invites visitors back indoors. And finally, Brave star Dansby Swanson got engaged to soccer player Mallory Pugh. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Early Thursday morning, Cobb and Decatur police found three children taken from a Mableton man during a home invasion Wednesday night. 31-year-old Danny Bernal was at his home off Mableton Parkway Wednesday night when several masked men along with his ex-girlfriend had forced their way into his home, stabbed him, and kidnapped his three children. Cobb police, with the assistance of the Decatur Police Department, tracked the children to the Super 8 Motel in Decatur where they found the children unharmed. Mr. Bernal's ex-girlfriend and three adult men were taken in for questioning. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the police. A Cobb County man accused of committing two bank robberies in Marietta was arrested by the Marietta Police Department Wednesday. 35-year-old John Chavis of Smyrna was arrested as he exited the Bank of America in Marietta with several thousand dollars in cash. Chavis is also accused of robbing the Wells Fargo earlier Wednesday. He entered the Bank of America just after 3:30 p.m. and showed a note to a teller threatening violence if they didn't turn over $5,000. Bank employees activated the silent alarm system while an employee gathered the money and handed it over. When Chavis exited the bank, he was met by several armed Marietta police officers. He was also identified by police as a suspect in the Wells Fargo robbery that occurred Wednesday morning, which was reported to Marietta police at 9:22 a.m. The Marietta Police Department credited the successful apprehension of the suspect to its holiday season crime prevention plan.
Hank, Bobby and me have decided he's going to stick vegetables up his nose. He's not going to take over the family gas station.
Dad, I don't work at a gas station. I sell propane and propane accessories.
Some residents of the Oakdene Historic District are concerned with the location of a proposed gas station that they say has the potential to harm the Etowah River. The proposal would place a service station at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Riverbend Drive between the bridge and the Floyd Bowling and Amusement Center. Normally, there's a 100-foot buffer zone between a river and a building. However, a previous structure at the location presents a loophole. According to the building and site design section of the city's zoning codes, no building shall be allowed within 100 feet of the Etowah, Oostanula, and Coosa Rivers, except on previously developed property. Those opposed to that development are also concerned about where underground fuel tanks will be placed and the inevitability of runoff into the river. River Avenue resident Pete McDonald said he's fine with someone building on the parcel, just not something with the potential to harm the river. Several people also signed a petition in opposition of the request, which McDonald said was sent to the board along with letters from the community. Echoing following comments made by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of Cobb's Public Health Department, says the coronavirus is likely here to stay, another seasonal virus very much like influenza. In a county-produced video shared on social media Wednesday, Dr. Janet Meemark of Cobb Douglas Public Health noted that Dr. Fauci has said humanity's opportunity to eradicate the coronavirus has likely passed. She agreed, adding that vaccines would mean the virus would pose no more a threat to people as long as these vaccine companies can keep up with us. In the video, Dr. Meemark also addressed the Omicron variant detected last week in South Africa. She noted Omicron has spread rapidly in South Africa, but cautioned not to draw strong conclusions from that fact, given the relatively low vaccination rate there. In response to the variant's discovery, several nations, including the United States, have shut down flights to a handful of African countries.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
The Marietta Pilgrimage Christmas Home Tour is back this weekend, offering a chance for history lovers to tour historic, holiday-decorated homes in the Kennesaw Avenue Historic District. The tour, hosted annually by the Marietta Visitors Bureau and Cobb Landmarks and Historical Society, will invite guests back indoors after last year's tour was limited to viewing the exteriors of historic homes. The tours are scheduled for Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Guests can tour the homes in any order they wish. Each year, the tour includes historic homes in different parts of town. Four of the five homes this year are clustered along Maple Avenue, with the fifth nearby on Stewart Avenue. This year's lineup of historic homes is the Gentry House, the Northup James Ferrer House, Magnolia Cottage, the Cox Brown Parker House, and the Mays Chrissy Clements House. The gala that normally accompanies the tour has been canceled this year due to the pandemic. Guests will be required to wear masks when inside the historic homes and on shuttles that will help transport guests. Several public buildings will also be open for refreshments, bathrooms, and tours. Those public buildings are the William Root House Museum, First Presbyterian Church, Kennesaw House, home of the Marietta Museum of History, the U.S. Post Office, occupied by the Marietta Cobb Museum of Art, Brumby Hall and Gardens, occupied by the Gone with the Wind Museum, Maple Avenue United Methodist Church, and the Fair Oaks property, occupied by the Marietta Educational Garden Center.
There it goes! Swanson touches one off! 5-0 Atlanta here.
1 month after homering to help the Atlanta Braves win their first World Series championship in 26 years, Dansby Swanson has another reason to celebrate. The former Marietta High School star proposed to his girlfriend, Mallory Pugh, and the veteran of the U.S. National Soccer Team, player, accepted. Dansby and Mallory announced their engagement via pictures on their respective Instagram accounts Thursday, showing Dansby getting down on one knee and presenting Mallory with a diamond ring. The 27-year-old Swanson and 23-year-old Pugh have been dating since December 2017, linked together by Swanson's former Braves teammate, Jace Peterson. Peterson's wife, Brianna, is Pugh's sister. Congratulations to Dansby and Mallory.
All I'm Trey Miley, manager at Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb.
Be sure to email tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.